Here you go, everyone. Here's my first ever podcast. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be growing along the way as I edit it. I could definitely see there's some things that will improve. So thank you for taking the time and enjoy. Well, here I am, everybody. Let's do this. So welcome to my very first podcast, episode 1, season 1, let's hope of many. And I want to thank the one and only that may be attending this podcast today, or the many. So thank you very much. I have no idea what I'm doing. We're all just going to do this together. And I want to thank everybody for your patience and for riding along as this evolves, because it's going to evolve. And I know that, but the human ego side of me has this fear, and I guess we all do, right? So this is where I got to lean in on the spiritual, and the spiritual side of me has been telling me to do this for a while. My clients have been asking me about doing something like this, whether it be YouTube videos or doing more Instagram, or just wanted to hear from me as I used to do over in the COVID days. So I'm going to try a podcast, see how this goes. I will tell you, it's very weird feeling like I'm talking to my computer screen, but I'm visualizing all of my clients and I am feeling the energy of those of you that we've not met yet. So thank you if we've not met yet. I appreciate you taking time to just listen to me ramble, because for a while I have a feeling that's what this is going to be. So thank you on that. So I think it makes sense on this first episode is to introduce myself, because this is new to me and I don't want to lose track of what I'm talking about. I have some notes just kind of keep me focused. But who am I? That's a big question. If you would have asked me that question 10 years ago, I would have told you that I was a corporate executive, that I was a business manager, that I was a boss, leader, strategist, business strategist. That was my favorite thing to do. Turns out there's a reason for that. So I loved business. And when I think about why I love business so much, it really does have to do with my intuitive side that I used throughout my entire career. I was struggling, actually. I mentioned the intuitive side, and I was talking to a new friend of mine about just exactly this, and I said I was really struggling with my identity these days. In my business world, I knew who I was, you know? I knew that when I spoke to someone and introduced myself, I knew how to define that. And even talking like with my family, so, you know, what'd you do today? Or what do you do? Or those sorts of things. It was easy to describe what I did, and there was a lot of pride in that. What I do today is completely different, and the level of pride is next level. But I would have never thought 10 years ago that I'd be doing a podcast, let alone all of the readings and the guidance that I provide to my clients. So, and that was not sought out. That was also something that I fell into. So it's my intuitive side that got me through business. I just knew things, and I just knew things. When I worked for a German company, somehow I knew what they were talking about when they were speaking German. It's not that I knew their exact words, like it translated that way. It's just that I understood the gist of it. And for those of you out there who kind of have those feelings where, you know, you just pick up. Sometimes you don't even have to know what anyone's thinking. Specifically, you can just pick up their vibe. And that's my intuitive side as well. And that's if you have that, and if you think that everybody has that, that's not true, turns out. Everybody has intuition. That's a given. But the fact that you use it day in and day out for different things, that is not a given. Not everybody does that. So if you're one of these people who, you know, in your career, you feel like you're constantly fighting with individuals, so to speak, about certain things, or that they don't understand how things are going to play out, or they don't understand, like, you're trying to help them understand that that decision they're making is going to equate to X, and they don't see that, it's not their fault. I know. It's okay. We've all thought that. But it's really not their fault. It's because they don't lean into that intuitive side and that haven't had to. They utilize perhaps their intuition in a different way. Maybe they don't trust their own intuition. Maybe you're just an empath and your intuition is a little bit more heightened, a lot more heightened if you're like an HSP or an empath, highly sensitive person. You pick up on energies. And you pick up, you can kind of, you just know, it's just knowing. And so if you're that person and you're battling people, leadership to help them understand what could happen, that's what I did. And I say battle loosely, sometimes not so much. I mean, it's hard. It's really hard for people to understand if they've never experienced it. So for me to try to explain to someone why I know what you're talking about in German, even though I don't speak German, very difficult. And they did kind of give me a side eye. I had German leadership ask me a few different times if I was taking German, and it just now hit me. Oh, that's why they asked me those questions. I thought they were just like curious, because some people did that when they worked for the company. They start taking German classes and learning German, and I did not do that. But I think I just kind of picked up, if we're talking about topic, let's say marketing, and we're discussing something specific, a trade show or whatever event, somehow I just felt like I could pick up based on how they were talking, what they were talking about. And apparently that everybody does that. So if you were one of those people and you didn't know why they don't get it, quote, you know, it's because they don't. And that's okay. There's no fault of theirs. So we don't have to take pity on them. Although sometimes don't you want to just pat people on the head and go, it's okay. Do understand that you may be just more sensitive and intuitive than others that you may work with or live with. So it's not their fault. And you're not weird. For me, what I discovered is, unfortunately, and it's interesting, it's only been in the last few years that I recognize that I did live with a pretty traumatic life. Although for me, I just assumed everybody lived through things like I lived through them. You know, it's just, you just keep moving forward. And I was taught to, you know, turn the other cheek, don't dwell on things, work through them and, you know, take your lessons and move forward. And so I did that with anything that was traumatic. And there's quite a few. I'm not going to get into all that. But because of all those things, I became very aware and very, like, kind of hypersensitive to what was going on around me. And so that adds to my level of intuitiveness. And some of the other things, though, like, so I'm a medium, I can speak with spirit. That side of me, I feel like I naturally developed simply because my mother told me that after my grandma passed away, and that was my first death to have experienced, I could speak with her at any time I wanted to. So being a impressionable, I don't know if I was 7, 8, 9, right in there, I was always a creative. So for me, it was just another level of imagination. So whenever I was sad or just wanted to talk to grandma or what have you, I would just talk to grandma. And answers that I received back, I just assumed were me being creative. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure some of you have done that. My mom used to talk about how I'd sit in my room for hours playing games. I'd make up games, and I would play them with friends. And I didn't have friends in there. It was just me. And I distinctly remember, And it just now came to me on this one too. It's funny because you live life and you don't really think about these things because they are just who you are. And you think it's normal because who walks around going to their friends at, you know, that age? Do you guys make up games? Do you play by yourself? Do you talk to yourself a lot? You don't. You just assume everybody does because that's your world is very limited as a child, obviously. So I did that. But just know that if this sounds familiar to you, if this is sort of the story that you have, it's part of your intuition. It really is. Congratulations. You have a superpower. Now you have to use it for good and not evil. So that's something we'll talk about down the road as well. The responsibility of recognizing your gifts and utilizing them for the greater good, because this is a spiritual thing. This is something that we've been given. There's lots of discussion, debate, what have you, regarding why we are able to do this, or how, if everyone has this ability, if it's a created ability. In other words, do I take lots of classes and learn how to do this? Does that make me somebody that has it versus someone who doesn't take any classes or takes very few, does it what I would say naturally, because they haven't been guided specifically by a human on how necessarily to do what they do. That's just a thing they do. There's a few of us out there. There's quite a few of us out there. And it is a natural ability. But some, I think, just over time have been told it doesn't exist. Or you just had to grow up real fast and not dependent on that. And that's okay. That's awesome. That's kind of in a nutshell who I am. So corporate world, gave you the rundown of that. So in the corporate world, I did a lot of business type stuff, obviously, but I did a lot of strategic work, and that came into play a lot, utilizing my intuition. I loved it. Fast forward, life changes, family needs. Universe decided that it was time for me to leave that corporate world. So I left the corporate world to help take care of family, which actually turned out to be help connect to my real self, who I am. It was an honor taking care of family and being there for them and having that opportunity to be close with my parents at the end of their life. Truly an honor and a major gift that I was even able and allowed to that the world worked in such a way that I was able to leave my corporate world and not have to do any kind of work to take care of my parents. So that was real special. But during that time, during some downtime, my free time, I started taking some classes on intuition. What happened before we moved to help take care of mom and dad is I had gone to a medium, a psychic medium, right before we moved. Actually, it was before I don't even think we had planned on moving yet. I had gone to this woman and she had told me that I had this ability and kind of gave me some sort of examples of things through her abilities, seeing how I use mine. And that wasn't the first time I'd heard that. And it just kind of stuck with me that time. So when we got to Florida and was taking care of mom and dad, like I said, I came across this store. Turns out that had just opened. I assumed because how well it was put together that it had been open a while. And I took a class connecting to mediumship or something, just to kind of understand processes, understand what it was that I was doing and know, kind of understand what it was I did. And through that, I did my very first reading through that. And when we did our first reading, and I did get in trouble by my teacher a little bit, she thought it was a little ego driven, but my response to my first reading wasn't so much about the ego. It was just that I had finally understood what I was doing. Like, I just assumed that everybody did this. So I did a reading. It was a spirit reading. So I connected with someone's family member. Ended up being quite informative. And in the end, the woman, she connected to, and this is evidential readings, I don't do anything but, so she connected to every piece of evidence. And when we got done with that, my literal response was, oh my God, that's all? That's what this is? And my teacher was, she was kind of offended by my response, but it wasn't that. It was just because, like I said, that's the first time that I understood exactly what I was doing and that I, oh my gosh, I was hearing all these people. I was talking to my aunt, my grandma. I was getting guidance. The flip side of that is I wasn't that brilliant as I thought I was, because some of the things that I received in terms of guidance and I trusted, you know, that didn't come from me. That came through me and to me. So there was slight disappointment that these brilliant ideas, not all of them were mine over time. It was good to know that I had at least two very strong, very bright, very brilliant women guiding me. That was my grandma and my aunt that I knew of at the time. Later, I learned about someone else that had been guiding me, protecting, but that's a woo-woo conversation for later. Anyways, so that is how I landed into kind of the world of mediumship. And through that, I started working in class. And then we started doing practice readings with other people. And then through that came people requesting me to do readings with them. And so I worked with mediumship only, spirit, because that's what I knew the best, kind of felt like that's what I'd worked with in my classes and learned how to use that. But then it evolved into intuitive card reading. So I utilize oracle cards or tarot cards, but I'm not using them as directed, so to speak. They're simply avatars, totems, whatever you want, symbols, for the information that comes through. So I might look at a horse, and one day that horse might mean one thing to me as I'm guided, whether that's through psychic or intuitive, spirit, what have you. But another day that horse might mean something else to someone else, because this isn't defined by the cards. It's defined by those sitting as my clients. So that's how I use cards. And then, so that evolved and I started doing that more, and that became more of like life guidance type thing and situational guidance. Then I started receiving information as I worked with my clients that started being more very much almost like life coach. I guess that's the best way to describe it, is life coach, because I don't even know what other way to describe it. It's guidance coming through intuitively. And those of you that may be listening that are my skeptics of the world, this comes through with just knowing. You know, here's a good example to help everyone understand. It's like this. You ever meet someone, and as soon as you meet them, they remind you of someone that did XYZ. And that guy, let's just say, like, if there's any car salesman out there, I am totally going to apologize in advance. But this is the best way for me to describe it right now as I can see it. So I just want you to understand how your intuition works for a second. So you ever meet, we've all been and dealt with, now there's good car salesmen. I've dealt with some good ones, and I've also come across some pretty stereotypical. And there's a reason there's a stereotype, people, is because enough of these types have done this work, right? Okay, so you can see it in your mind. Let's just kind of think about this for a second. You see him in your mind. Right? You tell me what you see. Let me guess. Cowboy boots? Did he got cowboy boots on? I bet he does, right? And he probably has like, you know, tighter jeans, right? And wearing like tons of cologne, right? You can smell it. That right there. Okay. So Now, take that, and that's now in your memory, right? So now you know someone walks up to you and has those few qualities about them. That whether this person that just walked up is a used car salesman or not, that doesn't matter. But what you will do when you see them is go, oh, I know this type, right? Women, if you've been out to, like, go out to a dance club, taverns or whatever with the girls, right? You get the guys that walk up. Tell me, you can sit there and look at everyone that walks up to the table, and you know exactly who they are just by the way they walk up, how they present. And you'll see three of the same types, four of the same types. Different ones, like you get the shy guy, so you know who he is, right? You know this guy over here, the way he walks up. That's how you use your intuition to get through this world. And you all are doing it and you don't even realize it. Because that dude that just walked up that reminded you of a used car salesman, he's probably a slick talker. So you're going to be aware of that. And even if he's not, even if you're like, oh, I don't want to judge people, it's not judgment. It's just observational. So you observe that, you kind of keep note. And they usually show that's who they are. Or there's something about him that has those type of qualities. Doesn't mean they're bad. I'm just saying those types of qualities tend to equate to X. And with that, that's how you use your intuition. And I know you all do it. It's just, you don't think about it. I've got family members. My own mother was very connected, but she just did the same thing I did for years, which was just assume everybody does that. In fact, she said that, well, yeah, everybody does that. No, Mom, they don't. We wish they did. Can you imagine a world if everybody did that? Actually utilize their intuition for good things, follow their gut instincts. Really, you know, it's not a judgmental thing. It's an observational. It keeps you safe. Keeps you informed. Well, there we go. That in a nutshell kind of tells you who I am, kind of what it's about. I guess I'll kind of finish that off with, you know, so I've been doing these various readings, type styles now for about six, seven years now. Wow, time flies. And I still offer those services, but now I'm going to be bringing what I taught in some of my classes to the podcast airwaves, I guess, and kind of give you all a little snippet of things that maybe help you through the day, things you never thought of, things that, like this intuitive stuff, you know, oh, wow, I do that. Okay, then let's talk, right? So I'll share with you ways to connect to it, way to work on it, and then hopefully we can spread more joy, more kindness, more understanding, right, around the world. We really need that right now. And so let's grow together. Thanks again, everybody, for being here, for listening to me. I hope it was worth your time, and I hope to see you or be with you again soon. I'm going to try to do this every couple weeks. So wish me luck, and thank you all again for joining. Have a great day. Hey, thanks again for listening. If you'd like to reach out for a reading or any questions regarding your spiritual journey, you may do so via Instagram at Diane Unapproved. Have a great day.